Here with me in this interview, I have Mark Willers with Minwind Energy. And first of all, if you would, Mark, tell us a little bit about you and your company.
Minwind Energy is in southwest Minnesota. We are a group of 300-plus local farmers and businessmen that went together and built and operate our own commercial-sized wind farm. And in the process of making three more additional expansion pieces or parts to it.
Great. Well, here at the Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference, you were on our program. And if you would, just give me a couple of the takeaway points that you'd like people to have been able to get from your comments.
I think there's probably three parts that they need to understand. The grid, the transmission system in the United States, as we continue to use more and more electrical energy, will need to be updated. It will be needed modernized. It will be need to be made more efficient. Will the piece that is not in place yet is how will we structure the debt or the ownership of that? What technology will we use? As we have more and more wind turbines in the United States, where will they interconnect? Where will that power flow to? Going from that over to the wind turbine technology itself, we have production tax credits that Congress has extended now. The use of those credits and how they can be used most efficiently. In wind energy, we have quite a bit different component in the cash operations of a company, as we do not have a fuel component, but rather as a capital item, the interest and the long-term interest in these equity markets becomes a big variable, long-term variable, on how the cost of these companies and what the cost of power will be. I think that those are the main parts applicable. Our energy policy has been quite varied or non-existent. I think that long-term, the people in this country want to start thinking about something that is more efficient, effective, so we can keep our costs actually lower over long-term instead of piecemealing things together.
Well, and it seems like we see so much of, especially media attention, focused on gasoline and fuel for our cars that we don't often think as much about electricity, even though that is starting to play maybe a little bit more role in how we look at fueling our cars too, but certainly what you're doing is how would you describe its fit into the mix here in this country right now?
Well, actually, wind has a different component. You know, you're seeing the hybrid cars, the electric cars, and that. But if you look at the total use, the quads of energy that the United States uses, it's buildings and industrial and housing that uses more quads of energy and more total BTUs of energy than liquid transportation fuel. And yes, every day we're used to filling up some type of four-wheeled or two-wheeled vehicle to drive, so we notice it. But on a bigger, from a global warming, for the clean water, for where we're going long term, we need to start focusing on what the largest the largest portion of our energy is, and that's the part that wind is playing a new and vital role for.
Well, and just like everything else, even though the wind blows naturally, there are still concerns over producing our own energy from wind, I know. How has that, at this point, had any impact on how you're developing your business?
It doesn't affect our business exactly in the sense that you're putting it out. I think that utilities, as they have more or a vast greater area of wind turbines, we'll see fronts come through and will levelize winds somewhat on that scale. The cost offsets for natural gas and other pieces obviously will take up the slack when we do not have enough wind to meet the total demand. Therein lies one of the questions on transmission costs and who it's allocated to. But on the other side, the energy that we do save in natural gas, or the energy we do save in something in coal, is something that we can still store and have on hand. So we do use the wind when it's available and make good use of it. There is also a huge amount of interest and research going into storage and those kinds of things. We're going to see more and more of that coming in the future.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Mark, for talking to me here at the we're at the close of the Farm Foundation Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.